everybody, and welcome to the Hustle Plays Podcast. I'm your host, Jake, and today we are going to be recapping the Western Conference Finals Game 7, 2018, Rockets versus Warriors. Can't wait to get into this one. Let's talk about James Harden in the playoffs, Chris Paul's frustration, 27 missed threes in a row. Yeah, we're going to be talking about all of that in this podcast. Hope you guys enjoy, and let's get into this one. Okay, everybody, so let's talk about the first thing, Chris Paul's frustration. I know this is kind of a minor thing in the grand scheme of things in this game and this series, but I just want to show you guys how much Chris Paul wants to win. He has a absolutely terrible hamstring right now. It's going to take a couple weeks to heal, and he's out there. He's supporting his team, and he's angry. He's frustrated. He wants to be on the floor. That is the mentality all NBA players should have, and I'm sorry for ranting on this, but if you are an NBA player and you have the legacy like Chris Paul has and you're not doing this and you're not doing what LeBron's doing, don't play. Show some effort. Show that you care about this game. Gerald Green, he's not even that good. He will not be remembered in this grand scheme, in this series. 25 years from now, he will not be remembered. You won't think, oh, Gerald Green hit this three. He hit that three. He made this layup. He made this mid-range. No, he won't be remembered for that. Harden will be remembered. Paul will be remembered. Clint Capella will be remembered. Not Gerald Green. But you see Gerald Green breaking down in tears after losing Game 7. And if you want to be in the NBA, I'm not an NBA player. And I definitely don't understand the gratitude and effort it takes to get to the NBA. But all I know is that the thing that Chris Paul and Gerald Green were doing, that is true class. Okay? It may not be class like doing something nice for the less fortunate. It's class about caring about your game. That's what class is in the NBA. Caring about the game. Not in the grand scheme of life in the NBA, caring is classy. Okay? That's, in my opinion, caring is classy. Just wanted to rant on this one real quick. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is the Rockets' first half versus the Rockets' second half. The only reason they missed 27 threes in the third quarter, or 27 threes straight, is because they reverted to their old ways. Live and die by the three in isolation. In the first half, they were driving to the hoop, swinging the ball. You even heard Jason Terry say it on the Herd today. The Jason Kidd. And other coaches that he's had too, they want to move the ball. That's how NBA teams do well. The Dallas Mavericks he was on, he said. What else? Greg Popovich Spurs. Those teams, and even Mike Budenholzer's Hawks, when they had four all-stars of Jeff Teague, Kyle Korver, Paul Millsap, and Al Horford, okay? They moved the ball and they did well. Simple. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about here is James Harden's legacy, okay? 27 missed threes is what him and his team acquired. Trevor Ariza, 0 for 9 from 3. James Harden, 2 for 12 from 3. Eric Gordon, 2 for 12 from 3. That is horrendous. They cannot be doing that. That's not something that is viable in any sort of NBA situation. I think they were 7 for 44 on threes in the game. I could be completely off, but I think it was 7 for 44. If I'm wrong, please let me know on my Twitter, but I think it was 7 for 44. That's inexcusable. You can't live and die by the three against a great team like the Warriors. The Cavaliers do the same thing all the time, and if LeBron wants to beat the Warriors, he's going to have to tell his team, don't go to the three. If it's not working, drive, cut, pass the ball, do something. You need to move the ball, as I mentioned in the just a recent segment that I just did. Okay, you need to move the ball. Sorry for my talks breaking, but you need to move the ball, and you need if the three's not working, go somewhere else. Go to something else, okay? Let James Harden isolate a couple times. Yes, isolates too much, but let him do it a couple times. Then move the ball, set off ball screens. Do something. Get the ball moving. Get Capella in the game more. It was working in the first half. Why not keep going to it? That's all I have to say about really just the Rockets in general and how they played this second half out. That's the reason they lost. Do I think if Chris Paul was in the lineup, they would have won the series? No. And I'll talk about that next. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to talk about is obviously Chris Paul. If he played, would they win? No. Andre Iguodala, yes, he is nowhere close to as good as CP3, but he is a very key piece to the Warriors. I'm not taking anything away from Chris Paul, but you cannot underestimate Iguodala. What he does for the team is so extraordinary, you can't count him out. He is basically, he's one of the driving forces of the Warriors at points. Not because of the points he scores, but his defense. The way he understands the game. That's the difference between him and maybe Harden. Harden can revert to the three. Eric Gordon can revert to three. Ariza can revert to the three. Okay? Andre Iguodala may not be able to convert as well as those three players, but he knows how to play the game. That's the difference. That's what he's a driving force. I think the Warriors would have won the series regardless if Chris Paul played and Andre Iguodala played. Okay? That is my personal opinion. And yeah, that's going to wrap up the podcast. So let's get into the outro. Okay, so everybody, that's going to wrap up the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. And I just wanted to take a few minutes to just say thank you guys so much for the support you've been showing me, especially on this. I know I've been doing this podcasting for 2K purposes, for SL2K, but on my NBA podcast, you've been really showing some support, okay? And it means a lot to me, especially on the 2K podcast. I wasn't sure how everyone was going to like me in the 2K community because I'm young, I'm new to this, I'm not that good, but I'm improving. And you guys really showed a lot of support on my NBA, this one, and SL2K, which is Hustle Plays 2K. You guys showed so much support for me, and you guys are not going to be forgotten. If I ever go somewhere with this, you will not be forgotten, and I very much appreciate all the compliments you give me. These things will not be forgotten. I understand, like, if you're talking to someone that, like, you think someone's doing good, you don't want them to forget you, because you've been supporting them since the beginning. That's how I feel. If I ever go somewhere with this, I want everyone to know that I will always remember these comments, I will always remember the support at the beginning of my career, and I will never forget these experiences in my life. And you guys mean so much to me, so thank you so much. Have a great day. Interviews with SL2K prospects should be up soon. We should be doing those more and more. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I'll catch you in the next one. Have a great day. Peace.